Angela McVeigh is from the Southern Trust, who have been good enough to come on this morning, Director of Old People's Services. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning, Stephen.
First of all, thank you for coming on, and I mean that. Thank you so much for coming on. Not for me, but for the people who might be concerned about this and might be affected by this. So well done to the Trust for coming on. And the proposal, Angela, is what?
Within the Southern Trust, within the context of transforming your care, and I haven't heard Mr. Compton's interview with you this morning because I've come out of another meeting to take this call, but I know that he would have set out the context for change. And within that context for change, the Southern Trust will be going out to consult on the closure of 5 residential homes.
Right. So does your trust propose that all 5 homes should close?
That is we will be going out to consult on the closure of the 5 homes.
Which means you propose that all 5 should be closed, and then you're asking the public what they think. Is that right?
That the consultation process will outline what the trust's thinking is based
okay.
on transforming your care and the minister's decision.
So tell me why you want to close all 5.
At the moment, I think, Stephen, if I set out maybe just a wee bit of the context of care within the Southern Trust, and I think it's probably like every other trust in Northern Ireland, the range of care provision for older person has extended a lot over recent years. And maybe what decisions were available and options available for people a number of years ago were limited, whereas now we have a full range of different alternatives and things such as maintaining people at their own home, putting in community care packages to support them, having reablement services to make sure that people have as much independence
sure.
back in their lives.
Well, now, I'm interrupting you for a reason. One of your colleagues yesterday from the Northern Trust, and they're to do something similar, they proposed to close all 9 statutory residential homes within their area. And he said to me from the Northern Trust, he said that he could not foresee very many people, if anybody at all, that's currently in a residential home going back home, he would see them going from the statutory residential home to a private, an independent residential home. Is that the case with you too?
Well, I think what we're doing within the Southern Trust and have been doing now for a number of years has been working with the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, and particularly through their Supporting People programme. And at the moment, we are working to have more supported housing, that's housing with care, where people live still within a communal setting but have their individual own home with their own front door, have an access to the full range of community services, but still
okay.
having people on site if they require that.
And will those homes be available to everybody who's been asked to move out?
Well, what we're working on at the moment is that we have one home that will be due to start very soon, and we have business cases in now for 2 more.
Yeah, but how many people are in all 5 of these homes which you proposed? What are the numbers involved? It's 90 or 80 or something, is it?
So at the moment, we've just under 80
okay.
Residents.
Okay. How many places are available in these housing facilities, these communal areas? How many places are currently available?
I wouldn't be able to give you that detail.
Why not?
But what I can say is that I'm just giving you one example.
No, but in that one example, because this is your proposal, you're a senior member of the Southern Trust, how many homes are available? If you're asking these people to move out, how many homes are available in that communal setting which you describe so colourfully?
Well, I think what I can tell you, Stephen, and reassure the listeners, that as director and with responsibility for older person services within the Southern Trust, that I take this very personally.
So personally, do you know the numbers? How many homes are available?
Very important to us. Now, hold on, Stephen, give me a moment. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the needs of every older person, and within the Southern Trust, we care for over 6,000 older persons.
Okay, okay.
The vast majority of older people that we care for are in the community, in their own
homes. Okay, but for these 80 people who you're going to ask to move from these residential homes, and you have put a hard proposal, this is big stuff, and you're the director.
Mm-hmm.
And you described this morning as one of your messages of reassurance that there are homes in communal areas. How many are currently available?
We have a range of different housing options available Some of those are through independent
you don't know.
Sectors, through community
okay.
setups, through fold.
Sure.
We have
but the communal areas you talk about.
Areas, and we have a range. I don't have.
Okay. Are there any places available for these 80 people?
Just at the moment.
Are there any places available?
Yes, we have a full. There's different ranges of places available. Now, at the end of the day, and I have to make it very, very clear, each individual is important to us.
Strapline.
I have been out.
So important, you don't know how many places are available in the communal setting for them.
Stephen, at this point in time, as I said, I've come out of a different meeting to take this call.
Well,
I don't have that information, but I can make it available.
Okay.
And what I would say to you is that's just one option.
Okay, but you also talked about the business plans that are in place to build more of those type of communal homes. So if you have business plans in place, that would suggest that you don't have enough capacity, that you need to build more. A business plan, how long will it take for that to go from business plan to them built?
I have to bring you back to an important issue here. There's no point talking about just one option of care. That's what I've given you is one example. What I'm trying to say to you is that as a trust, we will take each individual resident, we will work with each individual resident and their families and their carers.
I hear this.
I've been to all of the homes.
Okay.
Spoken with residents.
You've spoken with residents in the homes.
Staff, and I understand their concerns.
Okay.
And the worries that they have.
Okay.
As a trust, we continually we work with people on a day-to-day basis. We continually have to move people depending on their
needs. That's reassuring.
Out of hospital.
That's reassuring, Angela, that you have an understanding of what these residents are thinking.
Yes.
So there are less than 80 clients, less than 80 residents in your five residential homes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the statistical data, the breakdown. When you've got this understanding, explain it to me. How many said to you, please don't move us?
Stephen, we appreciate, and I appreciate, as I said, as the Director of Older People, we appreciate that for these older persons in the homes, this is their home.
It's not my question. It's not my question, Angela. You have an understanding.
Yes.
So let's get this understanding beyond something that would be written in a brochure. We care about older people.
Yes.
Every one of us care about older people. A five-year-old primary school child cares about an older person.
Mm-hmm.
You're the director.
Yes.
Of the 80 residents in your care who are potentially, some of them are going to be forced out of their homes against their will.
No.
How many said they would be happy to move?
What I have to say is, again, working with older people.
How many said they would be happy to move?
No, I don't. Stephen, there's no point in me saying that.
Did you ask the question?
Pardon?
Did you ask the question?
But we will. I understand because we've had experience of this before.
Do you understand the question?
If you say to someone, do they want to move? I'm pretty sure they will say no, they don't.
Well, how many said?
But what?
How many, Angela McVeigh, did you ask the question and how many said they didn't want to move? This is not an exercise for you to try to evade the question.
I'm not trying to evade.
So did you ask the question of these elderly residents? I'm representing them today in this programme. They're not here to represent themselves. Did you ask them, did they want to move?
And I think, Stephen, again, I would say...
Is it a yes or a no?
As the director with responsibility for older person services in the Southern Trust...
Wow.
We will take, and I will take, a personal responsibility to work and to ensure that each individual, if this is the case, because what we're doing at the moment, we're going out for consultation.
Did you ask the elderly residents, who are adults, who we should be respecting, did you ask them, I'll say it really slowly, did you ask them if they wanted to move?
I will say, Stephen, that I have been out into the homes and I have talked with individuals.
Did you ask them if they wanted to move?
And I understand the concern that older persons will have.
Andrea McPhee, is this media training or something? You know, we're talking here about some of the most vulnerable citizens in our community.
Yes.
And if you say, yes, you asked them, that's fine. If you say, no, you didn't ask them, that's fine. It's not for me to take an opinion. But is this some type of media training exercise where you're trying to avoid a question which is a completely fair question? Did you ask them?
Stephen, I'm going to have to go back again.
You can go back as many times as you want, but I'll tell you what, I'm repeating it. Did you ask them?
And I'm coming back to say that
wow,
I am very conscious of the concerns that each individual resident and their family will have.
How many people said that, how many people told you they did not want to be moved?
I would understand that if you go and if you ask somebody do they want to move from their current home, it's unlikely that will say yes. However, what I'm trying to tell you is that on a day-to-day basis, we have to respond to the changing needs of individuals. So, for example, if a resident in our residential homes needs change and they need to move into a different form of accommodation, we do that. We work with the resident, we work with their family, we make those changes.
Okay.
We always focus on the needs of the individual and make sure that it is a person-centred service.
What's your understanding, Angela, of the mortality rate when elderly people are asked to move from residential homes? You're learning of the wider sector, because it's happened in England. What's your understanding of the increase in mortality rates when elderly people are asked to move?
All I can say that within our experience, when we have had to move older persons for whatever reason, that we have made it as positive an experience for them and their families as possible.
Have you any understanding of the mortality rates?
I don't have that information available.
Have you any understanding of it?
I understand that that there has been work done on that in England. But
and what does the work say?
No, we have no information here. And I understand
None.
That the data varies depending on the circumstances.
No information there. So you have constructed, you're the Director of Older People's Services within the Southern Trust, and you have no understanding as to what the increase in mortality rates, what's mortality rate mean? People dying. So you don't know what effect, in other words, premature death, in other words, increase in mortality rates that this has. And there are cases to look at, there are studies to look at in England, and you have no understanding of it, and you've put this proposal to the people of Northern Ireland.
Within the Southern Trust, we have had many years of experience of making transitions for older persons, and that can be for a number of reasons. And
what's your understanding? There's lots of data to collate before this is forced upon people, or before this is suggested to people.
Older person and their family.
Okay.
At the end of the day, we have to keep the focus on the older person.
I've tried to.
And their needs.
The focus on the older person. What is your understanding of the likelihood of them dying quicker if they're moved out than they stay? There are cases to look at in England. There are studies to look at. There are studies to do. You're a senior health professional in Northern Ireland. Do you have any understanding of what the research says?
I understand that the data varies.
So how does it vary? Quote me any of the research. Quote me one of the leading studies.
Stephen, I don't have that information available.
But you have put this proposal on behalf of our major trust in Northern Ireland. A major trust in Northern Ireland. Like, do you expect us to know? Do you expect the people of Northern Ireland to know about these studies and you don't know?
Stephen, as I've said before, as a trust, we have many years of experience of caring for older people. We make the transitions depending on their needs, day in, day out. We do it as part of our work. We do it with compassion and with care for older people. We work with them. We work with their families. We look at all of the options, what are the available options that will meet their needs, and we do it all the time. And we're committed. I am committed as an individual, and our trust is committed to work with each resident, to work with them and their families and their carers, to make sure that any change that happens is done in a way that supports the needs of that older person.